Hey, kids.
It's Grandpa. And we're with Junior Romero Nino Flores Jr., the third, the fifth. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were dinging golf balls earlier.
Yeah, I'm way better than this kid over here.
I want to know who told you that, because that's a dirty fucking disgusting lie.
Okay, listen here, bud. I seen you hit the golf ball, went about 200 yards. Mine went a good 20 yards farther than that.
No, it didn't.
Definitely did.
It really didn't.
I will go show you that golf ball then right now.
It didn't.
$100 it did.
I'm sorry that your ass.
$100 it did.
God, I want to beat the shit out of you. I hate you. You make me mad sometimes.
All right, after this, we're going to walk over there.
We're going to go walk over into the other people's yard and go find the fucking golf ball?
Yeah.
Mick, fuck you. Junior, I see on your TikToks, a lot of your TikToks. Actually, I don't even see them. You know who sees them? Kinsey.
Who? Kinsey who?
Johnson? That blonde girl?
What about it? They're fucking fire, huh?
Don't play shy.
They're see, fire.
Why are you being so shy?
They're fire, aren't they?
She shows them to me a lot. She's like, look at this fucking idiot. I'm like, who? And then it's you.
Really? Really?
You posted one. You were like, top five, like, who are my cutest followers or something like that?
Yeah.
And then she was like, she sent me a screenshot. She was like, what about me? Why are you so nervous? Why are you getting so red?
I'm not.
You really are.
No.
It's okay, Junior. She knows you like her.
Definitely. Sure.
Why are you laughing?
Because it's not true.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. I mean, I'll let her know for you if you need me to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
False, I'll tell her. False news right there.
I'll send her the address.
What address?
Kinsey Junior. Junior wants you to bring him lunch for school.
For school? I don't go to school.
Bring a lunch here.
Listen.
You think she's cute, Junior?
No.
Stop. Yes, you do.
No.
Well, anyways. Your TikToks are always pretty cringe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, sometimes they're funny, and I'm like, but only because they're so cringy.
You have to laugh at them, right?
Yeah, like, I'll watch them, and I'm like, if I don't laugh, I'll just be an asshole. You like that special kid that everybody hypes up? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that kid.
I really don't know.
You're that kid, trust me.
That kid.
I used to be that kid. you're that kid. You should do TikToks where, I don't know, where you just like pull pranks.
I low-key just want to start vlogging.
Start a vlog? Start a vlog then.
It's a lot of work.
It's really not.
Yeah, it is.
Go get a tripod, a mount for your phone like that one.
But you literally have to edit so much.
You really don't.
Okay, but anyways.
Just do it.
I'm better than you at golf.
You're not. Start a vlog. Because you don't even do shit. You just ride dirt bikes.
I could literally make a good vlog in the summer times.
Just a dirt bike vlog?
No. No.
Yeah.
But, like, really, though, I could have a good vlog in the summer.
Doing what?
Dude, I do so much in the summer.
Name one thing.
Go to Florida.
Oh, people in Florida have never heard of that. White people don't know what fucking Florida is. Dipshit. Everybody fucking goes to Florida.
No, not you.
You're right. I go to Alabama.
I mean, I can go there, too.
There's jack fucking shit to do down there.
There's a lot to do.
There isn't fucking shit.
You can go swim.
The closest thing is like an hour drive away.
Where?
Mobile.
That's not even that far.
It is hella far.
No, it's not.
From Granny's house to Mobile? Mm-hmm. That's a fat drive away.
No.
You're retarded. And you look gay in that fucking... I'm just kidding.
He just ain't got the drip.
Me?
Yeah.
I have more drip than you.
We're going to talk about donating. Your shirt.
I hate you. That's fucking stupid. Junior, are you going to tell all your hoes that you're on this episode?
Definitely.
You're just going to say, hey, go check out the Nino Show. Episode, season 3, episode 2. What are we going to call it, Junior? Golf.
We can literally go out there and show him who's the best.
We'll call it golf.
We can literally go out there and show him who's the best.
Yeah, we'll call it golf.
But I'm telling you,
we can't go out there because how am I going to plug the fucking mics in?
We just got to record this shit.
I'm not going to. I put it on my story. I put one of them on your story, on my story, where you just dinged it however far away you dinged it.
But I'm telling you, I hit one past your spot.
You really didn't.
$100 says I did.
$3,000 said you didn't.
We're walking over there after this.
All right, we'll walk over there. We'll see how fucking wrong you are, and you'll owe me $3,000.
Oh, yeah?
All $3,000 that you don't have and I don't have. Nigga, I get paid $1,200 a month. Fuck you
a talking month?
About? Yeah.
That's fucking whack.
How much do you make a month?
Jack diddly shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I can make more a month than you could.
You really can't.
You want to bet?
Yeah.
I can go work with Dad and make that one paycheck.
No, you can't.
You want to bet?
Then why did I make $500 a week?
Cause, nigga.
Cause why?
What did you do out there?
Everything. What didn't I do?
You didn't get on the roof.
Okay.
You didn't. What you did is picked up trash.
Wrong.
And threw up wood.
Wrong. I did throw up wood.
What else did you do then?
I did trash. Dig ditches. Hold on.
Digging ditches is the easiest thing ever.
Did I finish? I didn't.
But I'm telling you, it's the easiest thing ever.
I'm going to continue now. Dig the ditches.
Said that already.
Put in the trusses.
You put in trusses. That's on the roof. So you didn't do that.
No, what are they called?
They're just posts.
Posts. Put in the posts.
Put in light work.
Help install the roof.
Light work.
Help. No, you fuck. Coming from the guy who just drives the fucking bulldozer around? Okay.
There's no bulldozer in this.
Shut the fuck up. Whatever it's called.
The
fucking
the cat?
Or caterpillar, whatever it's called.
What else do you do?
I only worked there for like 3 months.
What else do you do out there?
What else did I do? Insulation.
Light work. It's literally 0.5 pounds.
You say that's light work. I was working there for Christmas, dude. That shit was cold as hell. I kept getting my socks frozen. Because I didn't have any boots.
Your socks don't get frozen.
I literally would walk out there and it'd be hard to move my feet because my socks were frozen from walking in the mud. Because I didn't have any fucking boots on. I was too poor to afford boots, Junior. I just got out of college. If anybody from ATU is watching this, I still owe you guys $5,000.
They're not going to get it.
Yeah, they're not fucking getting it. They're not going to see a fucking penny of that. Huh. Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah, that was my elbow.
I was working out last night at like 1 a.m. doing skull crushers, and this elbow gave out on me. It's fucking hard.
Oh yeah. What else is there to talk about?
I don't know. What do you do at Dad's work, dipshit? What do you do?
A lot.
Yeah.
Walk around.
Yeah. Light work.
Light work.
Yeah, big old bitch. Fuck you. Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song, Junior.
I really don't have one.
I do.
Oh, Practice by DaBaby.
Oh.
Have you heard that?
No. DaBaby's kind of ass.
Who do you like? Travis Scott?
No. The Weeknd is my favorite.
Ass.
But my favorite song right now, Man of the Year, Juice WRLD. Don't know why. That song fucking bangs so hard.
All I was going to say is The Weeknd is pretty fucking ass.
You're absolutely stupid, but yeah.
I'm absolutely right.
No, you're wrong, but press cancel real quick for me. Thank you very much.
This one?
Yeah. I almost shut down the whole thing.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been scary. Just been talking for like another 15 minutes. Just
how long is this right now?
Okay, you see that box that we had in the top middle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that little arrow on the right side of the box? It's like inside the box is a little down arrow. Click it, and it'll say something in time, beats in time.
It says time. There's nothing on there.
Click it. And that's how long?
1 hour.
10 minutes, you dipshit.
But why does it have one in front of the 10 minutes?
It just says that.
So we've been on
it's
here for
so
an
you
hour.
Know you're in the first hour.
All right, so how do I get back to where it was?
No, just leave it like that, because we don't need the beats. We're not fucking making music here.
Yeah, we do.
Unless you want to go to my SoundCloud.
Literally, there's zero plays on that song.
Literally, there's like six.
Zero.
Fuck you. I just want to make it up the mud.
You sound like all the NBA young boy.
Dude, I just want to make it out the mud. That's it.
You know how hard it is to get up there in music, though?
Pretty, I don't know, Travis Scott did it pretty easily. But that's just because he's an industry plant.
It's way easier on YouTube.
Like Justin Bieber?
I don't know what he do.
He put songs on YouTube, and then Usher was like, hey, boy!
No, I'm saying, like, you can get bigger on, like, faster on YouTube than you can making music.
That's a fair point. But I don't know. All of my listeners are on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Yeah. Nobody watches on YouTube. I just do this part for fun because I like video editing.
That is a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, it's not a lot of work. It's just like color grading, cutting, matching the audio from here to the video from there.
Too much work.
And then adding in the extra stuff to make it cool so that people know to subscribe.
I could have a golden play button by like 2 weeks into a video.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is
what are you gonna post every fucking day for 6 hours?
No, what's the golden one? Isn't that like 20,000 or 100,000 subscribers?
I think silver's like 10,000. Yeah. So gold.
The diamond one's like a million or something like that.
No,
500,000.
Cause PewDiePie has that red one.
He has like 10 million subscribers.
Yeah, he's a fuckload.
From doing
I don't think it's 10 million though. I think it's more than that. Look it up on your phone.
Dude, that is too many subscribers. He doesn't even really do anything.
What do you mean he doesn't do anything? He's fucking funny. I think he's funny. Maybe that's because I have the fucking mind of a 10-year-old, but, you know.
Girl, put your... He literally has 107 million subscribers.
See, I told you. 10 million sounded wrong.
He is literally making money.
Yeah, he could do whatever he fucking wants. He's PewDiePie, dude. You know what's crazy? We really let fucking random people on the internet get actually famous.
Yeah.
Does that ever bother you?
Like, we don't even know who he is.
No, like, people like fucking the D'Amelios or everybody in Hype House.
Dude, they literally have like 86 million. No, they have 30 million on Instagram.
No, it pisses me off because, like, what do you do?
Like, I mean, but she is making a lot of money off that TikTok stuff.
Yeah, but what do they do?
Dance.
That's it?
Yeah. And they're in a big old group for it.
That's it. They dance. No, because Hype House, that one fucking loser, what's his name? I say loser, but he's fucking making bank from being an asshole. The one with that stupid armband tattoo.
Lil Huddy?
No. He's built like a fucking wider...
No, Beck.
No.
Bryce Hall.
Maybe.
Do you have black hair?
He looks Indian. Like, he looks like he has eyeliner on all the time. He looks Mexican or... he looks some kind of brown.
I don't know, but the kid from CJ's making bank off of it, too.
Kid from CJ?
Yeah.
What kid?
Trenton.
Carl Junction?
Yeah.
bank?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
He's getting money off of this, bro. I swear to you.
That's, dude, I hate that. I don't know why.
He has like,
maybe I'm just hating because my TikTok is fucking ass.
He almost has 2 million on there.
What does he post?
Dancing of him and his little brother.
Of course he fucking does.
Yeah.
That makes me I sound like such a fucking hater and an old man. But like I think I actually post some funny shit and I only get like 300 people watch per post. Like, I genuinely think I'm funny and, like, somewhat talented.
My highest one is literally, like, 70-something thousand.
My highest is, like, 4,000. And that was, like, my first one. I was like, every time I post, I'm like, yeah, this is funny. This is hilarious.
I want to start pulling pranks on people, like, in real, like, random-ass people. Like, grab their phone, slam them, buy them. Like, you have that, they have the new ones after that to give them. That would be some shit right there. Or cutting people's headphones and not giving them anything after that.
Not even like AirPods, just no. A dude. Backup pair.
No, I found AirPods at the corn maze we're at.
Yeah.
And I broke them.
You found a pair?
Yeah.
Like just on the ground.
Yeah, and then the next day I went and hung out with a friend from Missouri, and he said one of my friends lost their AirPods in the corn maze.
We'll call this episode Secret Time. Well, let's just tell everybody our secrets.
Ruben, I know you have an OnlyFans.
I don't. Dude, if I did, I'd be posting that shit on my Snap story all day.
How literally every day. People get a lot of money off of that.
Dude, there's this one girl that I have on Snapchat. She added me, and she's like a premium Snapchat, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I messaged her because I was just like curious. I was like, "So what do you like do? Like, how much do you make?" She lives off
OnlyFans.
No, she has a business. She owns a gym.
Oh.
She's 18. She has her own fucking house, and she makes bank on her premiums.
That's fucking dark.
It's fucking crazy. She says she just saves the money from that from Snapchat.
Like, how do they have to pay for it for Snapchat though?
She sends you like a list.
Oh, the link like, things they send you?
Yeah, it'll be like booty pick, $5. It's like, damn, nigga, $5 for a booty pick.
And then how many people do you think she has like actually clicking on them?
A lot. She posts them on her story. Like, you know how when you screenshot messages on Snapchat? Yeah. She posts that. They're all weird. They're all like, damn, baby, you're so fine. Like, bro. She doesn't care about you. Shut up. Get the fuck out of here. Go do something, dude. Go play Warzone.
And
fuck.
She's 18.
Mm-hmm. I asked her because I was like, hey, you look like young to be doing this.
15.
Like, no, I'm 18. I'll be 19 in January, something like that. I can't remember what she said. I was really confused because I was like, damn. I'm so lonely, I should probably buy it.
Let's have a question time.
Question time.
What's your dream vacation?
Dream vacation? Bora Bora. Yours?
Dubai.
Ew,
dude,
why?
It's literally so cool over there. You can see a lot of cool things. Bora Bora, you just swim.
Yeah, and you get to be by yourself.
But it's pretty nice out there.
Yeah, crystal clear waters, are you fucking kidding me? You sick as fuck.
What's another question? What's your favorite food?
Mac and cheese. Almost always.
Mine's seafood. For sure.
Because you eat pussy.
No, like, really. Like,
Mic check. Ask me another question, nigga.
I'm trying to think of one. Do you have a question?
Fuck one, marry one, kill one. You ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Sasquatch, mom, your principal.
I'm killing all them niggas.
Orale, cabroncito.
Okay, so imagine this, right? I'm going to give you a scenario. You're on a camping trip to Yellowstone, right?
Mm-hmm.
For like a school trip or something, like how you guys go to New York.
Yeah.
You're in Yellowstone, and you're in a tent by yourself in the forest.
You got a crazy ass fox coming up to your
house. No, and then you hear a sound in the distance.
What makes that sound?
Hold on. And then you go out to investigate, right? You're investigating. What could have possibly made that weird ass sound? Was somebody getting fucked by one of the teachers? What the hell? And then you go out and you see a giant footprint. Huge footprint.
Bigfoot?
It's Bigfoot.
I don't think that's real.
It's Bigfoot. No, in this scenario, he's real.
Oh.
It's Bigfoot. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do.
You found a big old footprint. What do you do?
Tell everybody. Take a picture.
Take a picture of you stepping in it.
No, what would you do?
I'd hunt him down.
He would.
I'd grab a microphone and a camera.
Okay, guys.
Bigfoot, hey! Who are you voting for? And he'll just kind of be like,
dude, you know what? Wouldn't that something crazy?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've had 10 nosebleeds within this week. I think that's pretty bad.
Are you going to get your nose cauterized?
Yeah.
Like me and Renee did?
Yeah.
Cool. It burns like a motherfucker. It's so hard to breathe after that.
But I've had like 3 in one day yesterday.
Yeah, get your nose cauterized.
Yeah.
What did they do for Renee's? I think they did a laser, didn't they? What does that say?
Do you want to save this document?
Okay, I guess we're going to end it here.
What did I push?
I don't know. Hold on. Wait. We're going to end it here. Check out the links in the description. Join the subreddit. Ask us questions. Look at the merch. Support me as a creator so I can make this even better. I don't know. Suck my cock. Eat my ass. Junior, anything you want to say?
No.
Okay. That's the end. See ya. Bye. Love you. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're out. All right. What do I push?